This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Petra Meterc, one of the participants of the Talents Press section of Talent Sarajevo at the Sarajevo Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by Jasmina Musić, who is an actress at the Film Stage Studio. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm very good. So, excited.
So my first question would be for you to, just to introduce the Film Stage Studio, to tell me a bit about what it's about and what you did at the Film Stage Studio.
So we all are, I mean, from mainly the actors are from Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, from Bulgaria, and we're supposed to get some workshops. For example, we worked with Emin Bravo. He's like a famous actor here in Sarajevo. He worked with Angelina Jolie. And basically it was about getting scenes from different directors, and we rehearse. We had a casting, like a real casting, and we just jump into the scenes, and we had this quick casting, and then we had 2 days of rehearsal, and then we had kind of, yeah, it was kind of showing off what we have done, and some, and the guys from the camera part sector was screaming it, and then we had a presentation with all the people around from the talent campus Sarajevo.
Okay, so what was your personal experience with the Film Stage Studio? You're an actress, so how did you find the role of the actors and actresses at the Film Stage Studio? What was the experience you gained, and perhaps what you liked, what you didn't like?
Of course, I mean, it's a big honor to be here, to be around with so much and so talented people. I mean, all the people they choose, they were so talented in each discipline. And it was just nice getting to know the people, like, you see them, like, with all their qualities. But I expected a bit more about really working on some scenes, maybe some monologue, like, really go into filming. Like, in front, how is it like to feel in front of camera? Because some of the guys, they haven't any experience in front of the of camera, so I was thinking, like, oh, maybe they could teach us. But in general, it's not about improving your skills. It's just a platform to introduce yourself, get to know other people, and it's just a workshop, I mean, a work in progress. So it's not like you don't have to think about the results, just think about what can you learn from different people, and the fact that we're not native speakers, and we just like did scenes in a different language in 2 days. That's amazing. Like, what can you do in your profession, like, not speaking this language? So that was, I think, the best thing. Like, it's possible to work even in another language. And
how did you like the team that you were working with? How was the teamwork going? Did you have any problems with that, or was it smooth?
No, it was smooth. They're all professionals. I mean, the guy was, the director is from Greece. The main part, I mean, one guy was from Croatia, the other one from Greece. I was from Bosnia, like a German-Bosnian. It was nice, really. I mean, in general, it's the same work. It wasn't like somebody's doing something you don't know. And I liked the most that the director was very open about our personalities, our views. So it was an amazing work, and we rehearsed here in the hotel, we got the beer, so that was nice. It was just chilled.
Okay, so perhaps you could talk a bit about yourself. You're an actress. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me what you're doing lately? Do you work in films or in theater?
I was born here in Bosnia Herzegovina in Prador, but then because of war, my family moved to Germany. So I grew up in Germany in Dortmund, and I went to the University of Applied Performing Arts in Hamburg and here in Tuzla. So right now I'm working in between two cities, between Düsseldorf and Berlin. So I'm in part of the company in Düsseldorf, and I'm at Maxim Gorky Theater like a guest performer, but I'm moving right now, so I'm going to change my place. Yes, and basically I do the most time, I work at theater, but sometimes like I have some series or some indie like student stuff, but no, I'm going to, I think the next year there are some nice projects coming, so I'm looking forward.
So at the wrapping up of the Film Stage Studio, I heard a few comments that for some of the people involved in the Film Stage Studio, this felt more like theater than film. What's your thought on that?
I have to think about, because what I said in the beginning, like, it's not like you don't have to think about the results. I mean, it's not why should we, I mean, if you go to the set, like a real, real set, you don't have any time like to rehearsal, so it's pressure, less time. So I don't know, it was not about like we performing on a real set, it was just everyone was supposed to see everything. So that's the thing which is the Access Studio about. I mean, not, yeah, basically about the results. So I don't know why they didn't like it. Maybe because they expected like it should be a master class about camera acting and so on. But I think that's not the thing. If you want to improve yourself, just, I don't know, take a method acting course in New York. But it's okay. I mean, I'm open to talk with them even. So it's nice that they have some kind of critics.
Thank you very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio,
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.